make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Financial obligations or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we like to empower you, and that's what we're going to do. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show, and thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about the immune system test for the first part of the show. Have you heard about this? Yeah, something science has come up with. So we're going to see how we will do taking the immune system test. Also, we're going to be talking about toxins that can create a lot of necrosis in the body. And if we get time, we may be able to talk about some clots, because there's speculation that the famous actress Carrie Fisher had a heart attack. It may be clot-related. We don't know. But she passed away prematurely at the age of 60. So everybody remembers her as the famous Princess Leia. So she will be missed. Well, before we do all the good stuff in the Quack Report, fix, loot, and semper fi, or righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer, lifting America up in prayer. Keep praying. Sit. I'm hitting the knees, seeking Lord's face. It's a good place to be, right? Close to the Lord. And I did bring my devotional, and today's devotional is, well, it's from Isaiah 64, John 15, and Psalms 36, and it goes like this. I am preparing you for what is on the road ahead, just around the bend. Take time to be still in my presence so that I can strengthen you. The busier you become, the more you need this time apart from me. So many people think that the time spent with me is kind of a luxury, can't afford it. And as a result, they live and work in their own strength until that becomes depleted. And then they cry out to me for help and or they turn away in bitterness. So how much better is it to walk close to me, depending on my strength and trusting me in every situation? If you live in this way, you will do less but accomplish far more. So your unhurried pace of living will stand out to this rush-crazed age. And some people may deem you kind of lazy, but many more will say you're blessed with peacefulness. So walk in the light with me, and you will reflect me to the watching world. Amen to that. I say seek the Lord's face, mind, time, because it grows short, and that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the Quack Report. Oh, my goodness. According to resources here, more U.S. retirees seem to be moving out of the United States. Growing number of Americans are retiring overseas or outside the United States. They're looking for a way to stretch their retirement income. Yeah, the percent of American retirees living abroad rose 17% between 2010 and 2015. And, of course, the Social Security Administration says that there's just under 400,000 American retirees living elsewhere. The countries that they've chosen by far to move to are Canada, Japan, Mexico, Germany, and the United Kingdom. Now, Vivia Rojas, Associate Professor at the University of Texas, San Antonio, she says that speaking the languages, knowing the culture of a country could be a hurdle for retirees moving there. Also, assessing health care can also be a challenge. So she wants people to factor that in if you're thinking about relocating. Moving along in the Quack Report, researchers have discovered evidence of malaria in 2,000-year-old ancient Roman remains. That's right, DNA fragments. They took them from the teeth of these dead Italian remains. They said they found genomic evidence of a mosquito-borne illness, enabling them to identify the exact species of the malaria. So they said they analyzed the teeth, the pulp down in the teeth, and they got some DNA. They took it from 58 adults and 10 children that were living in the 1st and 3rd centuries AD. And they showed that the people were affected by the same malaria parasite that still infects thousands of people each year. The variety of malaria is the Plasmodium falciparum. And most prevalent type of malaria parasite, usually found in the sub-Saharan Africa area, and it's the most deadly. It's responsible for a lot of malaria-related deaths from this parasite. According to the World Health Organization, 438 people died in 2015 from this type of malaria. And the majority of the deaths occur in children younger than 5. The disease, they say, is treatable and preventable. Quinine usually is what most of the medicine medical professionals use. All right, moving along. Last but not least in the Quack Report, there's more than a million viruses that science says it knows absolutely nothing about. An endeavor called the Global Viome Project is proposing to catalog almost all of these unknown viruses that are lurking around in the entire world. Individual scientists and organizations that include the U.S. Agency for International Development, the nonprofit Echo Health Alliance, Health Map, ProMed, and the epidemic risk firm called Metabiota. They have all organized, and they call themselves the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations. And they want to find ways to help fund the creation of, guess what? Oh, yes, you are so right, vaccines. You know, they want more viruses so they can make more vaccines. They want to turn a profit for the big drug makers is what this is about. So a pilot project's been underway for the past 7 years. It's called PREDICT. That's what the project's called. And they have discovered 1,000 new viruses. So they estimate it would cost about $3.4 billion to locate and gather at least the preliminary information on just 99% of these viral threats. So they can jab, jab, jab you some more. What do you think of that? And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, let's see. We're going to talk about the immune system test. You know, this kind of caught my attention. Absolutely, you know. Is there a way to test your immune system to see how strong it is? And is it important to know the strength of your own immune system? Most people would really not give it a second thought. They rely on drugs and vaccines to protect them from disease. However, the health of your immune system is the bedrock of your life. So not only would you want to keep it strong, you will want to protect it from being destroyed. So we're going to take a look and see how you can tell how strong your immune system is and how to avoid the things that tend to sabotage your immunity. All right, so how active is are your immune cells? That's a question that science is asking, and the research team at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia, PA, they say they've developed a test to see how active immune system cells are. They call this test the CAFLUX, and we're told it can test a variety of immune system cells. So according to microbiologist Dr. Yuri Skylov, he says the test may help scientists determine how people respond to specific pathogens. He says this, quote, "The test could help determine how or who might respond to illness with a sneeze and who might respond with anaphylactic shock," end of quote. Well, the CAFLUX test is not the first immune system test science has developed. However, the CAFLUX test requires less time to get results. So we're told that the other test would take several days for results and aren't as broad spectrum in testing as the CAFLUX test is, which produces results in minutes. All right, so the test looks for immune cells that identify disease, targets the disease, and responds to kill the target. So the immune system cells use calcium, and this test uses the calcium trigger to track the cells. So the cells with calcium will glow green, and the more calcium that flows through the cell, the brighter the color. And the color will spike when the cell engages its target. Weaker immune cells have a weaker color and glow, and they do not emit a spike. So with the test, it's possible to track the number and the type of immune cells the system is using to remove a particular pathogen. It also tracks the speed in which the immune system is able to neutralize the pathogen. Now, science plans to use the test to help develop, of course, vaccines, immune system therapies for cancer, and for studying disease. Now, if you haven't figured it out yet, the name CAFLUX is short for Calcium Aluminate Flux Test. Now, the research for the CAFLUX was published in the October 2016 Journal of Nature Communications. But there's this abstract review. According to an abstract review of the data on the CAFLUX test, The research suggested the test could be used to detect levels of toxic mechanisms. So the test could be used to screen various samples, even air, to determine biological responses to different mixes of chemical components. And this would be a way to use CalFLUX as a bioanalytical technique to assess overall toxic potency. So it could deliver rapid, inexpensive, accurate data on exposure levels, offering, you know, the below detection, the standard limit, and even the above limit reference point on pathogens or chemicals. And it could offer results on accumulative low exposure levels of hazardous air pollutants. So the EPA and the military are very interested in utilizing this technology. So the test can also be used as a screening tool for health and life insurance agencies to determine life expectancy. So the test could report on the level of toxins and even gene activity. So since the test is extremely sensitive, it could replace the older tests and reduce the cost of expensive analysts and analytical tests. All those analyses, as they run at the hospital, they're going to just get rid of them. So what could all this mean then? Well, let's say you live and work in a place that has more air pollution. It could produce results indicating a lower score on overall health. So as technology like this invades our culture, it could produce limitations on those with weak immune system function, indicating high toxin readings and abnormal gene activity. So just think, you know, what the future breathalyzer may report about your health. Well, and you know, they're going to use this too to cultivate genes. So the CalFLUX test could be supplying science with the knowledge of how genes react to pathogens. So it would give them information on which genes are more resistant to toxins and which ones are not. So with the ability for science to edit genes, this knowledge on the immune system could build data on how science can modify human genes and alter the immune system. Well, let's look at immunity, because the whole point of the CalFLUX test was to understand the immune system better, to diagnose patients more efficiently, and limit the toxic treatments. Well, it may very well be used for that. But the other applications are very questionable in the area of gene manipulation and may be used for biowarfare toxins. So here is what we do know about the negative effects of our immune system. So what negatively affects your immune system is lots of sugar, alcohol and tobacco, sleep deprivation, malnutrition, lack of nutrients like calcium, and drugs and vaccines, because they suppress immune function. Well, let's look at the cold and flu season, because everybody says, oh, it's so under control. There's not a bunch of flu. Well, you know, we haven't hit the big month, which is February. That's the big flu month, I hope you know. All right, so in the old days, you know, doctors could tell. They could tell if you had a healthy and strong immune system by how long it took you to get over the common cold or a flu. So if it took you longer than 2 to 3 days, your immune system needed some help. Now, some of the old country doctors actually had some knowledge on nutrition based on their observation and experience. But today, we have, you know, over-the-counter drugs that people go take in order to get over being sick, and they use these drugs, but it can prolong the duration of their illness because the drugs interfere with the operation of the immune system. One particular over-the-counter drug is aspirin. Now, it interferes with the blood platelets, especially the white blood cells, by disabling their normal function because it thins the blood and blocks the fever. So the fever mechanism actually indicates that the immune system is operating. It's engaging the infection, the pathogen. So a fever means the immune system has already manufactured and launched the white blood cell antibodies to neutralize the pathogen. And people started taking aspirin, you know, to reduce the pain, but they were also told, you know, take it to lower your fever so you avoid the possibility of a seizure. Well, according to WebMD.com, fever seizures, called febrile seizures, can occur in about 2% of small children. And if, there's a very rapid onset of a fever over 102 degrees. That's the big if. So if a seizure does occur, they say that it's not harmful and it causes no neurological problems. So if you're scared about seizures and that's why you're taking aspirin, it doesn't happen in adults. If adults get seizures due to epilepsy and trauma and vaccines, vaccines cause seizures. All right, let's take an assessment here, because most of us, get a fever. If we get a fever and we come down with a cold or flu, you know what I've observed over the years by taking aspirin for the aches and pains for flu symptoms, that it will lower the fever for several hours, but this also guarantees we stay sick with the flu pathogen for 5 to 7 days. So instead of using aspirin products, I like to use warm baths to reduce the achy pain feeling and perhaps just a little bit of whittle bark and meadow sweet. Although those herbs do have salicin, they do not lower fever because they're in their whole state. They haven't been stripped of their buffer alkaloids, so it doesn't create the side effects aspirin does. So the secret to working with your fever is to keep drinking fluids, and we call this keeping the fever wet. And it will help your immune system to burn off the pathogen. That's what your fever does. It burns off the pathogen. And then with all the fluids you're drinking, you're going to flush out the residues. So the higher that the fever goes, that means more white blood cells, antibodies, the immune system is pushing into the blood system to attack the pathogen. So lowering your fever equals shutting off your immune system. And by powering through the fever for 2 days, or less, you can recover quickly and be back to normal. Of course, you know, I also like to use my immune system support herbs, you know, echinacea, astragalus root, garlic, American ginseng. This gives endurance to the immune system, also shortens the duration that you're sick. So, I mean, you can, if you got a really good immune system and you use those herbs, you can get over stuff like that in a day. I've seen it. I have seen it more than once. All right, well, let's talk about the greenback research, because most people think that they can improve on their immunity by getting more vaccinations. So if they took the time to research this, they would find that, you know, medical science really does not understand enough about the immune system, and the scientific research on vaccines has been altered to show favorable results. Now, medical doctors who have exposed this truth, they have been severely attacked and even discredited. However, you know, I've done numerous reports on this topic. So basically, I'm going to encourage people, listeners out there, to do your due diligence and research your vaccines and protect yourself and your family. So the internet, you know, it can reveal the trail of breadcrumbs so that you can go seek truth. And the core motivation behind any medical treatment that is false is motivated by greed. And, you know, as you know, God has said, money answer all things. So, and we all know God can't lie. So, because a lot of people say, well, why would medicine do something that would harm you? They just can't wrap their brain around that. And I'm like, because it makes them billions of dollars per year. They don't care about you. All right, we're going to power up your immunity, okay? So the question is, do we need a scientific test to determine if our immune system is healthy or not? So what we do to our bodies, you know, with poor diets and drugs and vaccines can certainly derail the immune system, and malfunction can occur, and that's not natural. So the human body responds to nutrients in order to recover. So I like to use a lot of whole food in the diet, whole food supplements, because the chemistry is balanced. So I put a lot of trust in the nutritional combination God's created there. So I have found that, you know, the whole food stuff is superior, gentler on the system, and it works quickly. So what immune boosting will do is it will infuse super fast-acting nutrients It supplies organic non-animal type of calcium, which is important, and also provides the required minerals and vitamins, because when you use whole food supplements, they carry the uptake nutrients that the body requires to properly metabolize that nutrition. So if using synthetic supplements, they're going to be made from toxic petrochemicals. They don't have the uptake minerals. So when you supply the right nutrition, you can bring your immune system up to normal function. That's what immune boosting does. Okay? It doesn't make you some superhuman immune system. It just makes your immune system function like it should. So many of the herbs used to support the immune system really have a broad array of nutrients that your body requires. Well, let's strengthen your immunity. So the research on the CalFlux test revealed the immune system obviously uses calcium. So animal calcium is nearly all calcium by 10 parts. However, it lacks the two minerals that the body has to have in order to absorb and utilize the calcium properly. It has to have boron and magnesium with it. So most calcium supplements are made from cow bones or seashells. So the body also requires that the calcium, boron, and magnesium be balanced in two parts for calcium and one part each for the boron and magnesium. So we call that a 2-to-1 ratio. And you find that in all your fruits and vegetables and green leafy vegetables, fruits and vegetables and that have the calcium are in that ratio all the time, every day. No variation. It's just the way God made it. And it's perfect. So you find that in your balanced fruits and vegetables and even your herbs. There's herbs that have calcium. It's there. The same ratio is there. So herbs are going to have, though, your higher potency, because if you're using the right herbs, right combination of herbs, they tend to be bitter, so you use less, but you still get the benefit. So the immune system will also use other nutrients like vitamin C and zinc. And again, hey, your whole foods and even your herbs are going to have that nutrition with it. In the perfect ratio, right? You don't have to do any guessing. You don't have to worry about conflicts of mixing, you know, because God took care of all that, see? So if you're interested in whole food supplements, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have the organic whole food herbal liquid called calcium formula. They also have a full line of immune-boosting herbs. They have echinacea formulas. They have the astragalus and the American ginseng. And, of course, my favorite is the My 3 Amigo Pack, which uses a synergistic magnification. It gives you more power, and it works really quick on blasting. It's like a nip it in the bud thing. So you'll get your echinacea, your astragalus, and American ginseng all in one pack there. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. Or you can give them a call and ask for a free product catalog. That number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. International is 704-885-0277. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Of course, they do have money-saving coupons on their website. But if you don't do the internet, just ask about any coupons that you could have applied to your order and save. A lot of you did save prior to the Christmas holiday when we had a lot of the promotionals going on. Good for you. Good for you. I hope you had a pleasant holiday and you didn't eat or drink too much. I had a blast playing with my two grandkids, you know, and we enjoyed it very much. Not too much sugar. Just chill. Just relax and enjoy. And of course, you know, remember, gifts are but gifts, but the Lord is life. Got to remember that. That's right. All right, so if you're on the website, don't forget, sign up for the newsletters if you have email, because they are delivered by email, and they're full of natural therapies and other information. So no subscription fee, so you can sign up online at thepowerherbs.com. Just click the Books and Newsletters tab, and you can put those newsletters in your cart, and they're absolutely free. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So you can subscribe to both. A lot of you do. And written in, of course, there's feedback on the web with each newsletter, so you can see what people are saying. A lot of people are just, you know, saying good job. So I'm glad. I'm glad. That's what it's about. Empowerment. I like that. I like that feedback. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some toxins you don't ever, ever want to store in your body and how you can get rid of them. Be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Go green. Herb Talk Live Green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to be talking about toxins that create necrosis. And if you took science, you probably know the word necrosis. Well, some people say, well, what is it? Well, necrosis is a word that is taken from the Greek word meaning death. So it's cell death is what necrosis means. Toxins create death of this on a cellular level. Let me give you an example. Frostbite. Okay, there's a visual. Now, some people like to refer to cell death as cell injury. However, the description does really not support the destruction, which really is happening. We have to understand that toxins present the opportunity for cells to die prematurely and without replacement cells. So the human body is complex, and according to science, it has more than 200 different cell types of tissues. So this means the body has thousands of biochemical markers to support function. So while some cells and tissues have the capacity to repair, like epithelial cells, your skin cells, others kind of limited or have no capacity to regenerate. An example would be nervous system cells. So the body has an uncanny ability to compensate in order to survive. So we're going to take a look at what we should expect when we are overloaded with toxins and how we can reverse or prevent cell death from happening. Well, let's look at some biofundamentals real quick. The major causes for cell damage or cell death called necrosis are going to be infection, either natural or artificial. And artificial would be like a vaccine. They're injecting you with disease when they do that. Also, toxicity, oxygen deficiency, radiation and heat exposure, lack of circulation, some sort of blockage, immune system failure or suppression, and of course trauma and death. These are all can damage the cells and cause them to die. So when cells become damaged and begin to die, they tend to swell up first. So the cell turns into toxic debris, and then it invades surrounding cell tissue. And this is what is referred to as a breakdown in intracellular environment. So acids tend to be released during this process, and FFA, fatty acids, or enzyme substrates, also called cyclooxidase, which is the neighboring tissues start to get infected with the toxin. So this instigates an inflammatory process. So an example of an inflammation would be rheumatoid arthritis. So the immune system sends cells to migrate to the area to protect against the microorganisms, and in some instances they can create more inflammation and could lead to irreversible tissue damage. So this is why a lot of doctors prescribe steroids or anti-inflammatory drugs to minimize that irreversible tissue damage. Well, let's look at the programmed cell death. So there's this a natural cell death programmed into our cell DNA as a defense called apoptosis. So apoptosis is, you know, cells that are programmed to die, and cells have a job to do, and then when it's completed, they die off. But they are usually replaced by healthy new cells. So this is a normal process and does not really give us concern, and or doesn't prompt an inflammation response or any toxicity. So in a case such as, let's say, cancer, if a cell becomes corrupted and the cell attempts to initiate cell death, the cell will die to avoid the disease from spreading. So if there is a defect in the cell preventing it to kill itself, then the cancer is allowed to grow there. So what can cause the defect in the cell? Well, there are several things that can cause this cell malfunction, such as viruses, cellular stress, and DNA damage, like a mutation. So there are also many things that can cause the defective damage, like chemical toxins, radiation, toxic drugs, vaccinations, and so forth. So when a cell becomes damaged, it inactivates the cell's ability to die off and allows the disease like cancer, a neoplasm, to replace itself within the cell's mutated DNA. Well, let's look again at cellular toxicity. We all need to acknowledge and be aware that every day life exposes us to a buildup of toxins. So the human body has functions to detoxify itself. However, there are situations that can produce overwhelming toxicity to the system, and unnatural cell death is a result. So unnatural cell death, right? Well, itself produces more toxins, which cause inflammation of surrounding tissues. So when inflammation is significant, it blocks the body's ability to locate the dead tissue and remove them as waste product, known as a phagocytosis. And it's a situation that often, you know, ushers in, doctors usher in surgical procedures to cut away the dead tissue. It's called debridement. And too much dead localized tissue can risk the development of gangrene. But how did the ancients deal with gangrene? Well, they did what they could to get circulation back into the tissue. And a lot of times they would soak in a bath with cayenne, or they would take it internally, or both, because cayenne instigates circulation. So toxins cause cells to change, and when we become toxic, we run the risk of the nuclei of the cell being changed and damaged, which, you know, breaks down that DNA again. So there are two types of cell death. There's apoptosis, which is a programmed cell death, and then there's necrosis. So when this happens, science reports there's three different ways the cell can die, and it alters blood plasma. So there's three different ways. One is where the nucleus of the cell fades from DNA loss and degradation. It degrades. And the other one is the nucleus shrinks or condenses. And the last one is shrinking nucleuses fragment off and disperse. Well, let's look about reversing cell damage. We don't want that. So if our cells become injured by toxins, it doesn't mean there's no hope. However, there is a point of no return in some instances, so we really don't want to put off trying to detox the body to improve cell regeneration. So cell damage in many instances can be reversed. However, one thing has to occur for the repair to happen. We have to remove the source of cellular stress, the toxins. And we have to remove as much as possible because we want to stop the damage. So the source could be something like diet or smoking or stress or too much alcohol or even prescription or street drugs. So in some cases, cell damage can remain as a permanent injury to the cells, and they function in a diminished capacity. An example would be kidney failure or congestive heart failure. Now, the two major damaging factors which negatively affect cells involve swelling and fatty change. We've heard a lot about fatty livers. Some of it could be due to alcohol abuse. Well, let's look at the swelling. With regards to the swelling response from cells, it is usually due to a lack of oxygen in arterial blood, and it causes what is called a cellular hypoxia. So a lack of oxygen to the cells will damage the cell membrane and the pump, and this changes the electrolyte balance inside the cell, and then it causes an influx of fluids producing the swelling. So this condition of cell swelling is reversible by eliminating the cause. An example would be gout. Okay, gout. Had someone call me the other day about gout. And, you know, usually the holidays it flares up. Well, yeah, don't I know. My grandmother had a gouty toe. Could blow up. My brother and I would get a magic marker and paint a smiley face on it. You know how kids are. Anyway, lime, lemon, juice some of that, drink it straight. It's acidy, but it neutralizes a lot of uric acid, which can cause inflammation and get rid of gout. All right, let's look at some fatty changes. The second thing that I noticed that can damage our cells is that fatty change, and this is a more serious cell injury, to be honest. So when this occurs, the cell is damaged and can't metabolize fat. So the fat accumulates, and then it's dispersed inside the cell cytoplasm. So what happens is that fat invades the nucleus of the space inside your cell where the mitochondria is, and it hinders the cell's metabolism or functioning. So an example is the fatty liver, showing the liver's processes and hindering the regeneration of liver cells. So if we had like zero toxins in our body, like Adam and Eve did, right? The body, the system is designed to replace all those liver cells within 30 days. It'd be like having a brand new liver every month. That ain't happening this day and age. Mm-mm. Not with all toxins, radiation, you name it. So we got to do more. We have to, you know, make sure we do some things to pamper and help our liver regenerate quickly and avoid some of the things that can hurt it. Let's look at some internal medicine. Most of the internal medicine diseases are preventable, to be honest, which are, you know, instigated by too much toxicity. Therefore, you can cleanse your system fairly regularly to remove these toxins. You know, exercise some control, eat organic foods, whole foods, you know, watch the diet, get that regular exercise in, and you can seriously decrease the likelihood of getting a lot of these internal medicine diseases. So when you cleanse using organic medicinal herbs, you remove the cellular stress on the cells. Cells love you for that. So remove the likelihood the cells will swell up and become fatty or die or mutate and invite disease like cancer. Simply put, you have the power to sidestep all those major illnesses with using God's cleansing herbs, right? Absolutely great. So the concept of cleansing away toxicity and refortifying the body with organic nutrition is very basic. It's easy, pretty inexpensive. So our cells give off energy. It's real important that the foods you eat and the medicines you take also give off healthy energy. But unfortunately, if you're using over-the-counter stuff and prescription drugs, you're not getting healthy energy. So when you look at foods and herbs through a spectrometer, which is a light spectra of the energy that's detectable from the food or the herb, studies have shown that the spectrometer and other light-sensitive equipment can reveal the obvious differences between conventionally grown foods and the organic ones. So the organic foods under this spectrometer, or foods, organic herbs, I'm sorry, foods or herbs under the spectrometer, they give off more light and energy readings. This translates into more regeneration and healing power for your cells to avoid cell death and prevent and reverse diseases. So if you would like to learn more about your cells and how to avoid cell death and prevent and reverse diseases, power up, control your health destiny, basically. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they are just waiting for the opportunity to show you how you could do that. That's what they do. They've been doing it for 16 years, going on 17 years here in a little bit. We're going to be moving into 2017 in just a few days. It's just amazing how time flies. But don't let another year go by before you actually cleanse and nourish your system to better health. And you can, you know, avoid having to be on medications for life support, you know, like the heart drugs and the diabetic drugs and all these other things that people are taking, which cause metabolism, chemical metabolism changes that even medicine's not sure what those changes are. Yeah. Take one drug, 100 chemical changes happen. Two drugs, 100 times 100. So after the first drug, medicine doesn't know what those changes are in your system. You're like a big question mark, you know? And doctors are like, you know, crime scene detectives. They're after the fact, basically. There's no prevention, really. They're waiting for you to get sick so they can treat you and manage the symptoms. They don't cure nothing. I mean, I think medicine has a great, great area, which is trauma. They excel there. But everything else is, it frustrates me. I'm sorry. But try the cleanse and nourish approach. You'll be amazed how powerful you become at protecting your health and improving your longevity, for real. Thepowerherbs.com, check it out. They do have the organ cleansing section. You can see all the cleanses listed. They're in order and how you do them. You can get the entire cleanse package and work through the cleanses one at a time. But it's important to just do one cleanse at a time, okay? Because if you get too much cleansing going on, it could be stressful on the system. So You have to do it the right way and the safe way. So give them a call, thepowerherbs.com. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Get started today, because you know what? What do you get right after New Year's? What do you see on TV and all the ads and the magazines? It's all about weight loss and, you know, New Year's resolutions and all that stuff. Make it easy on yourself. You know, deal with the cellular stress and watch the body reward you for real. All right, we had a few minutes, so I thought we'd talk about some clot busters, because, you know, a lot of people have coronary heart failure, heart disease. It's just amazing how many people in this country have that. A lot of commercials, though, are touting replacement drugs to the Coumadin to help with blood clots, and that's the new drug called Pradaxa. Coumadin's been a really big moneymaker, so why would they want a replacement for it? Well, the FDA has a black box warning on Coumadin, and it's scaring patients, okay, because patients are finding out that Coumadin really is rat poison, and medicine says rat poison in lower doses thins the blood. But people just don't like the idea of taking a poison that's for rodents, okay? So Pradaxa, they say, is a better drug, and will prevent patients from the risk of blood clots. So let's just check it out for a second. Coumadin went on the market in 1954, was first marketed in 1948. It was a rodenticide. It's a rat poison. It's synthesized Coumadin, known as warfarin. It's odorless and tasteless, so that's why it's easy to give to rats, so it can kill them. Rats really, they'll eat it, and what happens is they bleed internally to death. So how did the human mind say, hey, we poison the rats, they bled to death. I bet you it'll work on people. It'll be a blood clot buster. Let's just give it to them in smaller doses. I mean, who comes up with that? Well, the drug company is arguing rat poison in small doses deters blood clots but does not promote hemorrhaging. Yet the FDA black box warning on Coumadin says this: patients may be more susceptible to the risk of hemorrhaging if they're over 65 years of age and if they have a history of gastrointestinal bleeding, hypertension, and heart disease. So, yeah, there's a risk of, you know, bleeding to death on Coumadin. You want to keep in mind that Coumadin was supposed to be replaced by another drug for blood clots, but that drug didn't work out. The risk of bleeding was said to be higher on that other drug, so they couldn't use that. So let's look at this replacement drug real quick. 62 years later, after they launched Coumadin for anti-clot therapy, they have now this new one called Pradaxa. So according to the promotions on Pradaxa, it is considered an upgrade from Coumadin because it limits strokes. Pradaxa went on the market in 2010. It has already reached its $1 billion sales level in just 2 years, 2012. But according to DrugWatch.com, the German pharmaceutical manufacturer for Pradaxa, which is Boehringer Ingelheim, they paid $640 million to settle a serious side effect lawsuit. Yet the TV commercials that are still running on the drug, people don't have any clue. So the side effects of this Pradaxa are serious. You can have heart attack, liver failure, and uncontrolled hemorrhaging and death. So patients with kidney problems can't take the drug. And there's no antidote to Pradaxa if patients do start to bleed. At least with the Coumadin, there was an antidote to stop your bleeding. But with Pradaxa, there's just nothing. Your blood will not clot at all, and you will bleed to death. There's been 542 deaths due to this drug for that reason. There are significantly more deaths that are going unreported, of course. And the adverse events led to the lawsuit we were talking about. 4,000 people. It was a class action lawsuit. So the media has really said that they pretty much covered up the story that the drug is safe. And in my opinion, I don't think it is. So in just 2 years on the market, the drug was blamed for killing 500 patients, but the company settled out of court, so they would not be able to admit the blame or fault. And so that lawsuit, when they paid for silence, then other patients don't know what's going on. And that's the modus operandi of drug companies. You know, they know it's a serious problem, but they'll make so much money on it that the lawsuit payout doesn't even compare to the profit they'll make. So that's just wrong. And, of course, money answereth all things according to the Lord. So in a nutshell, because I know I'm running out of time, if you have blood clot issues, it's because the fibrinogen protein in your blood is not working properly, and it's usually due to diet. And so what they've done is they've had some studies where they tested the drug anti-clot medicines with hawthorn berry. Hawthorn berry helps protect that fibrinogen protein so it doesn't become fibrin. When your fibrinogen protein gets out of balance and it becomes fibrin, that's when you get all the cells and the blood clumping together, causing the clots. So the fibrinogen protein is the one that keeps that clotting mechanism normal. So if you did cut yourself, you would clot so you didn't bleed to death, but you wouldn't get the blood clot risk. So hawthorn berries protects the fibrinogen balance so you don't get it out of whack and you don't get the clotting. And there's no serious side effects with hawthorn berry. And like I said, they did some studies, and they found that it worked just as well or even better than the medicine. So if you, according to a Harvard cardiologist, Victor Gerwich, he says the fibrinogen is a protein which dissolves unwanted blood clots. So if your blood platelets like to clump and stick together, it's usually influenced by diet. He says you'd better have enough fibrinogen protein to dissolve them. I think if you look into the benefits of hawthorn berry, you'll find that you'll significantly reduce your adverse event risks in the coronary area. So you can check out hawthorn berries. They have them at thepowerherbs.com. They have it separately as its own formula. And they do also include that herb in their heart cholesterol blood pressure formula, which is the bomb. Everybody likes that. It's one of the best-selling heart formulas there. So a lot of people try the heart drop stuff, and then they try that. They go, whoa, right? Yeah. And according to a customer from New York, they said that our products were a game changer for them, because what you're getting is a professional grade product, what practitioners would be telling you to use, and you can use them directly. So an organic, naturally aged pressed concentrate preserves all the alkaloid strength and nutrition of the plant. Everything God put in there is still there. And so you want to check that out. It's important to get the product that's potent and know how to use it properly. So thepowerherbs.com, they'll give them a call. They'll give you a free catalog if you want one, or you can go online at thepowerherbs.com and ask for a free catalog, put it in your shopping cart. And if you want your receipt, because the catalog's free, so you won't be charged, but the receipt will give you a download link. If you want to download the catalog to your computer or your phone, and you'll have it instantly. But if you want a hard copy, that's fine too. We'll send you one in the mail. I like having a hard copy. Okay, I'm kind of old-fashioned that way. I like to have it. Computer's nice, but I like to have a hard copy. So I feel you out there if you want one mailed to you. No problem. We mail it to you free. Call them at toll-free number if you want to call. Is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. If you're outside the U.S., the number is 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs. You need a formulation that's made without heat, that destroys the potency, and without friction, which produces heat, which again destroys the potency. And you need it naturally aged. You don't need a forced extraction where it doesn't make a very potent product at all. So there's a big difference in how the processing is on a lot of these herb liquids. What you see in stores is, you're going to have to use more of that. Let's just put it that way. to get where you want to be. So thepowerherbs.com. Do sign up for the newsletters if you want to receive them in your email each week. A lot of empowering information there. You'll also get notices about any specials coming up on thepowerherbs.com or topics. I am out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure diseases. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.